天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。朋友，饶恕自己的过犯容易，但饶恕别人的过犯就很难。怎样才能完全的饶恕别人的伤害呢？麦克牧师今天继续和我们分享积极生活的第三个秘诀。
Hello, listening friends, and thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很感谢你收听我们今天的节目。
We have recently begun this new series of messages called The Secrets of Positive Living.
最近我们开始了这个新的系列信息，题目是积极生活的秘诀。
It is based on the book of 2 Corinthians in the New Testament.
信息出自新约圣经哥林多后书。
And there are 15 of them in all.
一共有十五个秘诀。
So far, I have shared the first two with you.
我们已经讲过头两个秘诀了。
Do you remember them?
你还记得是什么吗？
Number one is the practicing of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in our lives.
第一个秘诀就是要应用神所赐生命之福的出入方程式。
And number two is claiming the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
第二就是支取基督所付出极为昂贵的定金，也就是他为我们做出的牺牲。
In today's message, I will share with you the third secret of positive living.
在今天的信息中，我要跟你分享积极人生的第三个秘诀。
But I want to begin by saying that most people know what forgiveness is.
首先，让我告诉你，大部分人都理解什么是饶恕。
I have talked to scores of people who would say to me, I know that Christ has forgiven my sins.
我跟许多人交谈，他们对我说，我知道基督赦免了我的罪。
But I have a hard time accepting that.
但我难以接受神的赦免。
I have met scores of people who would say to me, I know I need to forgive someone.But I'm having a hard time doing that.
我跟许多人见面，他们对我说，我知道我需要饶恕一个人，但我做不到。
So the problem is not intellectually understanding forgiveness and the importance of it.
所以问题不在于我们不明白饶恕的意义或重要性。
The problem is how to accept forgiveness and give forgiveness.
问题在于不知该如何饶恕人或接受饶恕。
Even secular counselors will tell you that forgiving is good for your health.
即使不信神的辅导员也会告诉你，饶恕有助于身体健康。
But the Bible makes it clear that receiving and giving forgiveness is only possible in the context of Jesus' unconditional forgiveness of sins.
但圣经清楚表明，唯有在耶稣基督无条件的赦罪这个前提之下，才会有真正的饶恕与被饶恕。
The Bible makes it clear that if you have received forgiveness from the hand of God through Jesus Christ, then you have no other option than to forgive others.
圣经清楚说明，当你通过耶稣基督接受了神的饶恕，那么你一定要饶恕别人，因为你别无选择。
This third secret of positive living comes to us directly from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 17.
积极生活的第三个秘诀直接来自哥林多后书二章五到十七节。
Paul gives us seven reasons why we have no option but to forgive a repentant person.
保罗提出七大理由告诉我们，饶恕一个悔改的人是我们唯一的选择。
Then he goes on to give us a visual image that will help us practice forgiveness.
接着他提出一个鲜明的图像来说明如何实践饶恕。
Reason number one.
第一个理由是
Forgiveness empowers us to defeat pride.
饶恕给我们能力胜过骄傲。
Look at verse 5 with me.
请看第五节。
One of the main reasons we refuse to forgive someone is pride.
我们拒绝饶恕别人的一个主要的原因就是骄傲。
Pride causes us to nourish self-pity and self-protection.
骄傲会酝酿出自怜和自我保护的情绪。
Pride wants us to retaliate and hit back.
骄傲促使我们报复和反击。
What is the problem that Paul was dealing with here?
在这里保罗讨论的是什么问题呢？
Paul was apparently assaulted by one of the Corinthians who later repented.
很显然的，有一个哥林多人曾恶意攻击保罗，但后来他悔改了。
But some of Paul's supporters said, we can't forgive that person yet.
但支持保罗的人却说，现在还不能原谅这个人。
He has not suffered enough.
他罪还没有受够呢。
Paul said, don't do that. I am neither bitter nor resentful.
保罗却说，不要这样，我不恨他，心里也没有苦毒。
I have forgiven him.
我已经原谅他了。
If the man repented, I have no option but to forgive him completely.
如果他已经悔悟，我就要完全饶恕他。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
Positive living has no room for holding on to past offenses, sins, and strife.
积极的人生对过去所有的冤仇、罪恶和攻击都一笔勾销，不留痕迹。
And that is why Paul said he will not let bitterness and unforgiveness steal his joy and effectiveness for God.
因此保罗说他不容许苦毒和不肯饶恕的心窃夺了他的喜乐和侍奉的果效。
The second reason for forgiveness is showing mercy.
饶恕的第二个理由是彰显恩慈。
Look at verse 6 of chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书二章第六节。
The punishment inflicted upon the offender, as far as Paul was concerned, was enough.
对保罗来说，那个得罪他的人所受的责罚已经够了。
The third reason for forgiving a repentant person is the restoration of joy.
饶恕已经悔改的人，第三个理由就是要使他重获喜乐。
Look at verse 7.
请看第七节。
Paul is telling the Corinthians that to refuse to forgive a repentant person is a sin that will steal your joy.
保罗告诉哥林多教会，如果不肯饶恕一个已经悔改的人，这是一种罪，会夺走我们的喜乐。
To refuse to forgive a repentant person causes that person to keep on drowning in their past sins.
不肯饶恕一个已经悔改的人，就会导致这个人沉沦在过去的罪中。
God's purpose in forgiveness is for joy to be restored to everyone.
神饶恕人的目的就是要每个人都能重获喜乐。
Reason number four is reigniting love.
第四个理由就是要重燃爱心之火。
Look at verse 8.
请看第八节。
The very core of unforgiveness is a lack of love.
拒绝饶恕最根本的原因就是缺乏爱。
A loveless person is an unforgiving person.
一个不肯饶恕的人就是没有爱的人。
And Paul said, I refuse to live in this kind of negative torment.
保罗说，我绝不愿意活在拒绝爱的痛苦中。
Reason number 5 is that forgiveness is a test of obedience.
第五个理由是饶恕是顺服的考验。
Look at verse 9.
请看第九节。
Because God commanded us to forgive a repentant person.
因为神命令我们去饶恕那些愿意悔改的人。
Therefore, to withhold forgiveness of a repentant person is an act of disobedience to God.
因此 不饶恕一个悔改的人，就是公然违背神的命令。
But my listening friend, that does not mean that God overlooks sin or wants sin to go unconfessed.
亲爱的朋友，这并非意味着神轻视罪恶，容许人们不用认罪悔改。
No.
不是的。
But once a sin is confessed and repented of, forgiveness must follow.
而是只要肯认罪悔改，立刻就能得到饶恕。
Or else you are putting yourself above God.
我们若不肯饶恕，就是把自己看得比神大。
Reason number six for forgiveness is maintaining unity.
第六个理由是，饶恕可以维系整体的合一。
Look at verse 10.
请看第十节。
Many times in both the Old and the New Testament, God urges the believers to be united.
无论在旧约或新约圣经里，神多次呼吁信徒要合一。
The Bible tells us about certain blessings that are only possible where there is unity.
圣经告诉我们，只有在合一的时候，我们才能得到某些福分。
Unforgiveness hinders unity.
不肯饶恕会妨碍合一。
And that is why Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 tells husbands and wives to be united.
所以在彼得前书第三章那里，彼得叫丈夫与妻子合一。
He said, so that their prayer will not be hindered.
他说，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Reason number 7 is to thwart Satan.
第七个理由就是可以击败撒旦魔鬼。
Look at verse 11 with me.
我们一起看第十一节。
Satan's plan for the individual Christian and for the Christian home and for the Christian communities is the very opposite of God's plan.
撒旦对基督徒个人、家庭或团体所施的诡计，完全和神的计划背道而驰。
God wants his children to be humble, merciful, joyful, loving, and obedient people.
神要他的儿女成为谦卑、仁慈、喜乐、有爱心并顺服神的人。
Satan wants people to be prideful, angry, merciless, and disobedient.
撒旦却使人变得骄傲、易怒、无情、悖逆。
And when we refuse to forgive a repentant person, we are helping Satan.
当我们不肯饶恕已经悔改的人，我们就是助撒旦一臂之力。
Helping him to do what?
帮他做什么呢?
To destroy, destroy homes, destroy relationships, destroy churches, destroy communities.
破坏,破坏家庭,破坏人际关系,破坏教会,破坏整个社区。
An unforgiving spirit directly helps Satan's plan.
不肯饶恕的心直接促成撒旦的诡计。
And that is why Paul said we are not ignorant of his schemes.
所以保罗说我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
Forgiveness blesses the one who does the forgiving and the one who is forgiven.
饶恕是饶恕者和被饶恕者双方都蒙福。
Forgiveness blesses the home and the church in which it is practiced.
在家庭或教会里有饶恕就能蒙福。
And Satan does not want us to have these blessings.
撒旦绝不愿意我们得到这些福气。
Right after those seven reasons for forgiveness,
说完了饶恕的七大理由,
Paul, almost without taking a breath, shouts these exciting words in verses 14 and 15.
在十四、十五节那里,保罗刻不容缓地发出了赞叹。
Let's read them together.
让我们来读哥林多后书二章十四到十五节。哥林多后书第二章十四到十五节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
And my listening friend, this is the picture that Paul had in mind here when he visualizes the victorious general, Jesus Christ.
我亲爱的朋友，这就是保罗心中所看见的图画，他看见了得胜的元帅耶稣基督。
Visualizing and marching in an unstoppable triumphal procession throughout the world.
他看见耶稣在全世界凯旋地向前迈进，势不可挡。
And right behind him are all the faithful Christian soldiers and saints who have fought the spiritual battles against sin and Satan.
紧跟着他的是无数忠心的基督精兵和众圣徒，他们英勇地抵抗罪恶和撒旦。
Triumphantly marching behind the general Jesus Christ.
跟随在元帅耶稣基督后面，成为一支胜利游行的队伍。
And what Paul is saying to us is this.
保罗的意思是，
When you visualize yourself being in that procession every waking moment of every day.
如果你每天每时每刻都意识到自己走在这支游行的队伍里，
Marching behind our triumphal general Jesus Christ, victorious over every sin.
跟随我们得胜的元帅耶稣基督向前迈步，胜过每一个罪恶。
You will find it easy to forgive a repentant person who may have hurt you.
你就可以饶恕一个曾伤害过你但愿意认罪悔改的人。
So what does visualizing the continuous procession mean to you and to me today?
那么在你心中不断地看见这支游行的队伍，对你我有什么意义呢？
It means that when you get up in the morning and feeling lousy,
那就是每当你一起床就感到很不开心时，
You say to yourself,
你就要对自己说，
Today I am in a triumphal procession,Behind my victorious General Jesus.
今天我正跟在我们得胜的元帅耶稣基督后面，走在凯旋的队伍中。
When sickness and disease try to get you down,
当疾病来袭时，
When you face problems that threaten to crush you,
当你面对艰难快要把你压垮了，
When someone at work or at school is making your life miserable,
当你的同事或同学给你的生活带来很多困扰时，
When difficult people and difficult problems and difficult situations surround you on all sides and you feel like you can't face another day,
当你因着人事或环境所引起的困难令你感觉四面受压，无法再面对新的一天时，
You have to say to yourself, Today I am in a triumphal procession,Behind my victorious General Jesus.
你一定要告诉自己，今天我跟着得胜的元帅耶稣走在凯旋的队伍中。
When Satan tries to remind you of your past sins, sins of which you repented of long time ago.
当撒旦恶意地提醒你过去所犯的罪，是你早已承认并悔改的。
You remind Satan that you are marching in a triumphal procession behind your victorious General Jesus.
你要告诉撒旦，你正跟着得胜的元帅耶稣走在凯旋的队伍中。
When you ask someone's forgiveness and they refuse to forgive you,
当你请求别人饶恕你，他却拒绝了。
Or when you know that you have forgiven someone, but you still don't feel like you're really forgiven them,
当你知道自己已经原谅了别人，但你仍然心存芥蒂。
Remind yourself,that you are in a triumphal procession marching behind your victorious General Jesus.
你要告诉自己，你正跟着得胜的元帅耶稣走在凯旋的队伍中。
When darkness seems to be ready to engulf you,
当你几乎被黑暗吞噬。
When you feel that you are facing bleak future,
当你觉得自己面对暗淡的前途。
When fear grips your heart,
当恐惧霸占了你的心。
When guilt threatens to crush you,
当罪疚感威胁要压碎你，
shout with the Apostle Paul and say, But thanks be to God who always, always, always leads us in a triumphal procession.
你可以跟保罗一起呼喊，感谢神，他永永远远在我们前面，率领我们凯旋前进。
Listen to what Paul said in Colossians chapter 2 verse 15.
请听保罗在哥罗西书第二章十五节那里怎么说。
and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he had made public spectacles of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord,
如果你信靠耶稣是你唯一的救主和生命之主，
you are not only a conqueror, but also an heir of God and fellow heir of Christ.
那么你不仅成为一个得胜者，更是与基督一同继承神所赐的产业者。
But perhaps some of you are asking, who and what are these spoils of war for you and for me?
可能有人会问，对于你我来说，我们的战利品是什么，或者是谁呢？
These are the ones whom you have helped rescue from eternal death to eternal life.
就是那些你曾帮助他们脱离永死，进入永生的人。
What about the sweet aroma?
那馨香之气又是什么呢？
That's the result of you forgiving a repentant person.
那就是你饶恕了一个悔改的人所得到的结果。
That is the fruit of showing others that the only way to truly get their sins forgiven is through the cross of Jesus Christ.
还有当你告诉别人，耶稣基督的十字架是我们得到真实赦免的唯一途径，通过你的分享结出来的果实，那就是馨香之气。
What about the stench of death?
那么死的香气又是什么呢？
They are the ones who refused again and again to believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation.
就是那些一再拒绝相信耶稣的人，他们不肯相信耶稣是得救的唯一道路。
Just as the captured soldiers and generals of the enemy were marching into certain death,
正如在凯旋的游行队伍中，也有一些敌方战败的俘虏，他们将面对死亡。
Those who thought that all religions are the same and always lead to God, they are marching too, but only to eternal death.
这些人认为所有宗教都是一样的，都能到神那里。他们也在游行，却是迈向永恒的死亡。
All they may look beautiful and glamorous.
他们外表看起来很美丽，很光鲜。
They may be loved and adored by other people.
也可能受到群众的羡慕和爱戴。
Or they may be rich and famous.
他们可能名利双收。
But as far as God is concerned, they have the stench of eternal death all over them.
但在神眼中，他们浑身都是死亡的气味。
And my listening friend, listen very carefully as we conclude.
亲爱的朋友，节目就快结束了，请仔细听。
I don't know where you are emotionally and spiritually.
我不知道你属灵和感情的光景如何。
In fact, only you know where you are.
事实上，只有你最清楚自己的光景。
Whether you are full of pride or totally broken.
不论你今天是十分自豪或心灵破碎。
Whether you are full of self or totally surrendered.
不论你是自我中心或愿意降服。
Wherever you are.
不论你光景如何。
Whatever is weighing you down.
不论你面对如何沉重的压力。
Today you can begin to visualize that you are in a triumphal procession.
今天你都可以看自己是走在这凯旋的队伍中。
Every moment of every hour of every day.
每天每时每刻。
Visualize that you are in that triumphal procession behind our victorious Jesus.
都意识到自己正跟着得胜的耶稣走在凯旋的队伍中。
Some of you today may feel that for one reason or another that you got out of that procession.
可能有些人觉得目前自己为了某些原因脱离了这个队伍。
Today you can get back into the procession.
今天你就可以重新归队。
Someone listening today may have never understood that there are only two categories of people in that procession.
在我们的听众当中，也可能有些人从来都不知道这游行的队伍中其实只有两类人。
Those who are beautiful fragrance to God,
一种 带着神的馨香之气。
And those who are carrying the stench of death.
另一种则带着死亡的恶臭。
Today, you can be a beautiful fragrance to God.
今天，你就可以成为神的馨香之气。
By inviting Jesus Christ to come into your life.
只要你邀请耶稣基督进入你的生命中。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。我们下次节目时间再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。做到完全的饶恕，就要胜过骄傲，彰显恩慈，要使他重获喜乐，要重燃爱心之火。饶恕是顺服的考验，饶恕可以维系整体的合一，饶恕可以击败撒旦的诡计。透过饶恕，使饶恕者和被饶恕者都得到祝福。所以我们无论在顺境和逆境中，都要跟随得胜的主耶稣，走在凯旋的队伍当中，与神同行。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会。愿神赐福您。
何等的美善，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，竭力保守圣灵赐合一的心，凡事恩慈怜悯相待，在耶稣里彼此相爱，在耶稣此相爱，少嫉妒论断，多饶恕关爱，我们爱，因为神就是爱。